the lowest common denominator. My son and I sit at the kitchen table working with fractions. He doesn't see the need to reduce. Would just as soon let 12 sixteenths or 8 24ths live in their binomial splendor rather than pare them down to austere quarters or thirds. I am thinking about literature, how it all can be reduced to love or loss when you get right down to the heart. Let's let X mark the spot. See, spot, run. Oh, Jane, where's Puff? Where's baby Sally? I am Jane in a plaid cotton dress with a Peter Pan collar, sturdy shoes. Now I have a child with, as they say, global delays, which means a kindergartner playing in the body of a spotty adolescent. What equation can we use to find his place in the world? Diameter equals circumference divided by pi. Oh, he's happy as pie when he sits on the driveway with a map of, say, New Jersey, plotting imaginary trips. Take I-78 east to Route 611 south. And off we go on our careening journey. When death, that great subtractor, comes, what will happen then? Only love, the common denominator of the kitchen table, will remain.